Napa Otimi is a kaumātua and a whanaunga from Hauraki. Now, a decision over two decades in the making is a welcome relief for the revered Raia Te Papa Maunga and the people from Ngāti Hako. The Environment Courts upheld a determination by the Hauraki District Council and Waikato Regional Council, precluding any new landfill developments on the slopes of Te Raia Te Papa at Tirohia, which is between Pairoa and Tauroha. A ceremonial gathering to venerate the maunga and reflect upon the court's decisions is going to be held at Tirohia Marae this weekend. Ngāti Hako Kaumātua Napa Otimi is with us. Whanaunga e te rangatira, tēnā koe, Napa?
Tēnā koe, nā mihi, kia tātou i
tēnā koe. Hei, nothing grates more than people's dismissive attitudes towards taonga that we love, we include maunga here, and the fight to protect that maunga is now decades on, but finally some light at the end of the tunnel. It must be have been infuriating to see these rubbish trucks arriving daily at your beloved site. Could you paint a picture of what's been going on and why we should be mindful of this decision and how important it is for the local people, please, Napa?
I think my view, it's important for all of us who are protectors of our taia. That's the first thing. And so our natural knowledge, our worldview, our tikanga, our whakapapa, our kōrero, mai rāno, has been the basis of us not just winning in the Environment Court. That was only part of it, because it the company, New Zealand Waste, was owned by China Waste. The company appealed our success with the Environment Court, so we were forced to go into the High Court where this decision has come from. At the end of the day, the basis of the decision that has been released clearly identifies that we have the mana mutu hake in respect of our taia, including the Raia Te Papa. See, the reason why I believe that we've succeeded at this stage is because an integral part of our presentation to the Environment Court at the time, and now to the High Court, was based on our kōrero of Ngāti Hako. We presented it in our reo, rangatira, but we also made sure that our evidence was also translated in a way that they could understand our connections to our taia. The court finding is 107 pages long. It doesn't just note the legal aspects of the case, but it reviewed and fell in line with our thinking that we are the taia. We are our environment. And so I've been approached by other iwi lawyers wanting to seeking a request to use that in respect of future hearings, environmental hearings, as a, what do they call it? They call these cases landmark, eikine, landmark. But to us, we decided just to approach the issues over the years in that way, by laying out our kōrero. We debunked a whole host of experts, both in Pākehā science. We debunked at least, there were two so-called cultural advisors that the company paid for, and we debunked all the evidence because, one, they are not from our land at the Whare o Te Papa.
Tēnā koe, tēnā tēnā. Thank you, Napa. Look, I'm, firstly, you're sounding a lot like a lawyer there, my whanaunga. Forced to having to understand all of these processes, environment courts and submissions and all of that. But hey, let's just be mindful that it's worked. The threat, because we've talked about this situation up in Dome Valley as well, waste management companies, Chinese owned, you're quite right there, they are looking to extend their opportunities to dump and trash and fill. So what we are taking from this corridor, I suspect, Napa, is that they're not allowed to extend out, but I guess they're still operating. How long will that be? And what's the future? I mean, there's already been damage done. How's that going to be mitigated going forward without them creating more landfill opportunities? How much longer has their contract got?
So basically, the pit, the old quarry is now full. But the application was to have, whilst we were arguing about the closing and no more in respect of the old pit, they came and applied and put in the evidence to apply for a completely new pit, twice the size, just below the old pit. So that's how dubious that these companies are. So we won on that basis. We originally came into this process to ensure that the closing of the pit would be final. One of the things that we had was we had this legal agreement signed after the first pit was announced, and it was the District Council, Hauraki District Council, Waikato Regional Council, and the owner of the metal pit at that time, they drew up a legally binding caveat on the title way back then. Then they asked us to sign it, and then that caveat is actually on the title, no more. So legally, that was the premise of us continually arguing these issues through the Environment Court and the High Court. So, but next week, our position is this. Next week, I think the time for appealing the High Court decision ends next week. But we're already preparing to go to the High Court of Appeal on the basis that we will not lie down. We will continue this, just as our Kaua and Kuia took up the fight in respect of the old pit 35 years ago.
Well, Napa, I take my hat off to you and for those who've stood fast here. I've been familiar with the frustration, the abhorrence, actually, at having the maunga and your environment desecrated by landfill and rubbish. And I know it's just been sitting ugly for a long time. So big ups to all who have contributed to put the point through from our people of Ngāti Hako. It must be tremendously satisfying that you've been able to repel the threat to this stage, but another little ways to go here because, as you say, there's a few days and perhaps the rubbish company might still lodge an appeal. We'll have to wait and see now.
Yep, so I think one of the decisions for us to be looking into the future, but laying the platform for those of our mokopuna to follow. And so it's not just in relation to the Ruga Paru that will continue to desecrate the Māori me te tapu o Papatua Niku. It's also Te Waite. It's also our total environment and how, in particular, the moves of this new government will further exacerbate and basically take away their attempts to take away our rights to our taia.
Tēnā koe napa.
Koina te kōrero e pāna ki te mana motuhake me te mana tapu o ngai tātou o Ngāti Hako.
Pai te rongo o tō kōrero i te atanei te rangatira. Thanks very much for sharing some thoughts and viewpoints with us about the situation out of Tirohia. Napa, we'll stay in touch and follow the next stage of it all, but great to have you join us on the program. Whanaunga, tēnā koe.
And all of our support to our families for Dome Valley, because we were at the environment court all at the same time.
These are kaupapa we'll follow. Yeah. We must. Thank you, Napa. Yep. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Te kona. Napa Otemi joining us. It's 9:30.